जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद जय गौर भक्तवृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्तवृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्तवृंद श्री चैतन्य चरितामृता Madhilila, Chapter 10, The Lord's Return to Jagannath Puri. Utana Mahaprabhu Koila Alingana Dvijane Prema Veshe Hoila Achetana. Text 120. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu raised Swarup Damodar to his feet and embraced him. They both became ecstatic in love and fell unconscious. Katakshane dvijane stira jabe hoila tabe mahaprabhu tandre kohite lagila. After they had both regained their patience, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to speak. Tumi je asibe aji Svapne te dekila, pala vela andajena dui netra paila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I saw in a dream that you were coming, and so this is very auspicious. I have been like a blind man, but your coming here restores my vision. Text 123. Swarupa kohe, Prabhu, morakshama aparad, tomachadi anyatra genu korinu pramad. Swarup said, My dear Lord, please excuse my offense. I gave up your company to go elsewhere, and that was my great mistake. Tomara charane mora, Nahi premalesha, toma chadi papi muni, genu anyadesha. My dear Lord, I do not even possess a trace of love at your lotus feet. If I did, how could I go to another country? I am therefore a most sinful man. Muni toma chadila tumi, morena chadila, kripa pasha gela gale, bandhi charane anila. I gave up your company, but you did not give me up. By your merciful rope, you have bound me by the neck and brought me back again to your lotus feet. Tabe swarup koila nitaira charana vandan nityananda prabhu koila prema alingan. Swarup Damodar then worshipped the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu, and Nityananda in turn embraced him in the ecstasy of love. Jagadananda Mukunda Shankara Sarvaboma Sabhasange Jata Yogya Yogya Karila Milana. After worshipping Nityananda Prabhu, Swarup Damodar met Jagadananda Mukunda Shankara and Sarvaboma as was befitting. Paramananda Purira Koila Charanavandan Purigo Sanitandre Koilo Prema Alingan. Sarup Damodar also offered his worshipful prayers at the lotus feet of Paramananda Puri, who in return embraced him in ecstatic love. Mahaprabhu Dila Tandri Nibrite Vasaghara Jaladi Parichaya Lagi Dila Eka Kinkara. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then gave Swarup Damodar residence in a solitary place and ordered one servant to serve him with a supply of water and other necessities. Text 130. Aradina Sarva Bhoma Adi Bhakta Sange Asiya Achena Mahaprabhu Krishna Katarange. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat with all the devotees headed by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and they discussed the pastimes of Krishna. Hena kale govindara hoila agaman dhanyavad kari kahe vinaya vachan. At that time, Govinda appeared on the scene, offered his respectful obeisances, and spoke submissively. This is, okay, explains. Ishvara Purira Bhritya Govinda Moranam Purigosa Nira Agya Agyaya Ainu Tomarastan. I am the servant of Ishvara Puri. My name is Govinda. And following the orders of my spiritual master, I have come here. Siddha Prapti Kale Gosani Agya Koila More Krishna Chaitanya Nikate Rahi Seviha Tan Hare. So this is the yes. Just before his departure from this world to attain the highest perfection, Ishvara Puri told me that I should go to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and render service unto him. Kashishvara Asibena Sabha Tirtha Dekhiya Prabhu Agyai Muni Ainu Toma Pade Dhana. Kashishvara will also come here after visiting all the holy places. However, following the orders of my spiritual master, I have hastily come to be present at your lotus feet. Gosai Kahila Purishvara Vatsalya Kare More Kripa Kari Mora Tai Tani Pataila Tomare. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, my spiritual master, Ishvara Puri, always favors me with paternal affection. Therefore, out of his causeless mercy, he has sent you here. Etashuni Sarvabhoma Prabhude Puchila Purigo Sai Shudra Sevaka Tanheta Rakila. After hearing this, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya asked Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, quote, why did Ishvara Puri keep a servant who comes from a Shudra family? Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Both Kashishvara and Govinda were personal servants of Ishvara Puri. After Ishvara Puri's demise, Kashishvara went to visit all the holy places of India. Following the orders of his spiritual master, Govinda immediately went to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for shelter. Govinda came from a Shudra family, but because he was initiated by Ishwara Puri, he was certainly a Brahmana. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya here asked Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu why Ishwara Puri accepted a disciple from a Shudra family. According to the Smriti Shastra, which gives directions for the management of the Varnashram institution, a Brahmana cannot accept a disciple from the lower castes. In other words, a Kshatriya, Vaishya, or Shudra cannot be accepted as a servant. If a spiritual master accepts such a person, he is contaminated. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya therefore asked why Ishwara Puri accepted a servant or disciple born of a Shudra family. In answer to this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied that his spiritual master, Ishwara Puri, was so empowered that he was as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As such, Ishwara Puri was the spiritual master of the whole world. He was not a servant to any mundane rule or regulation. An empowered spiritual master like Ishwara Puri can bestow his mercy upon anyone, irrespective of caste or creed. The conclusion is that an empowered spiritual master is authorized by Krishna and should be considered to be as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. That is the verdict of Vishwanath Chakravarti. Sakshat Hari Tena Samasta Shastrai. An authorized spiritual master is as good as Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If Hari is free to act as he likes, the empowered spiritual master is also free. As Hari is not subject to the criticism of mundane rules and regulations, the spiritual master empowered by him is also not subjected. According to Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antyalila 7.11, Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tara Pravartana. An authorized spiritual master empowered by Krishna can spread the glories of the holy name of the Lord, for he has power of attorney from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the mundane world, anyone possessing his master's power of attorney can act on behalf of his master. Similarly, a spiritual master empowered by Krishna through his bona fide spiritual master should be considered as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. That is the meaning of Sakshad Hari Tvena. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore describes the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the bona fide spiritual master as follows. So, this question is appropriate to this present Krishna consciousness movement and Srila Prabhupada's accepting disciples from not only members of society who were not brahmanas, but persons who are not even coming from the Varnashram system at all. and who were considered untouchable by Vedic calculation. But Srila Prabhupada did it, not just one or two exceptional cases, but wholesale acceptance. And there was some criticism. There were some persons from the Vedic culture who were very skeptical, very critical, that this will ruin Vedic culture, because their argument was that these persons are from low birth, and not only is their birth low, but their activities are also in this lifetime, or so karmically, they're not qualified to be elevated, to be initiated, or to study the Vedas, to be considered Vaishnavas. But as Sanatana Goswami has pointed out, that bell metal, when mixed with mercury in an alchemical process, produces gold. Similarly, even one who's a meat eater or chandala, if he's initiated by a bona fide spiritual master, then he becomes a brahmana. That's and we will see that this is the principle that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also accepted. Ishvara Puri accepted it. We'll continue with the next verse. Prabhu kai Ishvara hai paramas vatantra Ishvara kripa nahi Veda Paratantra. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, quote, both the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the spiritual master Ishvara Puri are completely independent. Therefore, the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and Ishvara Puri is not subjected to any Vedic rules and regulations. Text 138. Ishvara kripa jati kuladi na mane vidurera ghare Krishna kurila bhojane. The mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not restricted to the jurisdiction of caste and creed. Vidura was a Shudra, yet Krishna accepted lunch at his home. Snehalesha peksha matra Shri Krishna kripara snehavasha hanakare svatantra achara. Lord Krishna's mercy is dependent only on affection. Being obliged only by affection, Lord Krishna acts very independently. Purport. Lord Shri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is merciful, but his mercy does not depend on mundane rules and regulations. He is dependent only on affection and nothing else. Service to Lord Krishna can be rendered in two ways. One can serve the Lord in affection or in veneration. When service is rendered in affection, it is the Lord's special mercy. When service is rendered in veneration, it is doubtful whether Krishna's mercy is actually involved. If Krishna's mercy is there, it is not dependent on any prescribed caste or creed. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to inform Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya that Lord Krishna is the spiritual master of everyone and he does not care for mundane caste or creed. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cited the example of Lord Krishna's accepting food at the house of Vidura, who was a Shudra by birth. By the same token, Ishwara Puri, an empowered spiritual master, could show mercy to anyone. As such, he accepted Govinda, although the boy was born in a Shudra family. When Govinda was initiated, he became a Brahmana and was accepted as Ishwara Puri's personal servant. In the Hari Bhakti Vilas, Sri Sanatana Goswami states that if one is initiated by a bona fide spiritual master, he immediately becomes a Brahmana. A pseudo-spiritual master cannot transform a person into a Brahmana, but an authorized spiritual master can do so. This is the verdict of Shastra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and all the Goswamis. So, we may not be aware of the full significance of this. This is quite revolutionary. Even in India today, even amongst Vaishnavas, some of them have a very difficult time taking food from, or even touching a person who's not coming from the Vedic culture. Still, the Jagannath temple doesn't allow, unless things have changed, they still don't allow any Western Vaishnavas to enter the temple of Jagannath. So it's a big problem. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't care for any of these because they're not correct. It's not that they're correct and that he superseded the rules and regulations of the Vedas. Actually, they're not really according to the Vedas. There may be certain guidelines, but there's higher principles. In other words, just like the meat eating is allowed in the Vedic culture, it doesn't mean that Vedic culture is encouraging meat eating. No, it's allowed for certain persons under certain circumstances, under conditions. But the real purpose of the Vedas, Vedaischa Sarvaira Hameva Vedyo Vedantakrit Veda Vedeva Chaham, is to come to the point of loving Krishna, not to the point of eating goats or something like that. So similarly, there may be some parts of the Vedas that indicate certain criteria. The Vedas can be categorized as para and apara, or superior and inferior. The apara referring to the mundane aspects, some parts of the Vedas. But the superior Vedas, such as Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, they give the ultimate high principle, which supersedes all the mundane regulations. And just like Krishna says, Mami Partavya Pashitya yepi shupapayonaya, striyo vaishas tata shudras, yepi janti param gatim. He says in Bhagavad Gita that one may be of lower birth, women, vaisha, shudra, but if he takes shelter of me, he's eligible to go back to Godhead, attain the highest perfection. That's from Krishna. Krishna is the source of all the Vedas. He's the spiritual master of Brahma. So there's no higher authority than Krishna. So it's not a fact that it's a Vedic principle. It may be a particular idea, but it's not the highest principle. So therefore, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to give the highest platform of love of Godhead. Namo Mahabharanyaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gaurati Shenama. Otherwise, our whole culture would fall apart, because the gopis who are coming from the Vaishya class, they're not Brahmins. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Ramya Kacha Rupasana Vrajavadu Vargena Vakalpita. There's no method of worship higher than that conceived of by the damsels of Vrindavan. But they're not even Brahmins. What to speak? So, we don't accept any of this in the principle of pure devotional service. This is the higher principle. The real principle. The other idea, there are some principles that, for example, according to the Karmakandya system, one performs his duty in karma, and by his piety, if he's pious, then the next birth he can go up from being a Shudra to a Vaishya, and then if he's pious again, he can go up to Kshatriya and then Brahmana and then different. So that's true. However, that's Karmakandya system. Karmakandya means the system based on karmic reactions. When one performs punya, pious activity, then he gets good results. And if one commits impious activities, he gets bad results. But there's another system, and that is the bhakti system, which transcends all these other. Even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so adamant about this point that he made Haridas Thakur, who was born in a Mohammedan family, he made Haridas the Namacharya, the spiritual master of the chanting of the holy name. In other words, the leader of the whole Krishna consciousness movement. So this is a wonderful thing, because no one is forbidden to become the greatest devotee of the Lord by birth or even by one's activities in this life. Even if one is the most papi tapi jata chila hari nama udarilo tar sakshi jagai madhai. Even the most sinful persons are being delivered by the Sankirtan movement, and the evidence was Jagai Madai. Of course, now we have a few more evidences of very sinful persons who are being delivered by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Otherwise, there would be no hope in Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults. Who could even claim that they're a Brahmin by birth? Kalo Shudra Sambhava. Kali Kale. No. Yeah, Kalo Shudra Sambhava. In the age of Kali, everyone is born Shudra. One would have to show so many different births, how that some guarantee that both parties of the parents perform Garbhadhan sangskaras, and then all the sangskaras were performed, then one could claim legitimately or somewhat legitimately that he was born a Brahmana. But that's not possible in this age. This age is an ocean of faults. Kaler Doshini Dei Rajan Asti Hyeku Mahan Gunan Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Vrajet. The only saving grace for this age is the chanting of Krishna's name, specifically the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Otherwise, if we have to go on the basis of working our way up through the Varnashram system, it won't be possible. Eha Bahyo, Lord Chaitanya, did not accept when this discussion came up what was the means of attaining perfection. Ramananda Roy said, Varnashram. And Lord Chaitanya said, it's external. If you can speak something higher. So that higher principle is devotional service, and especially the principle of chanting Hare Krishna. We're so fortunate that we didn't have to go through that long process. We can take up the process of chanting. Anyone can become purified in a very short time and becomes fit to be a Brahmana, to be a Vaishnava, to be a sannyasi, to be a guru, and to go back to Godhead, the ultimate perfection, to be a lover of Krishna. Continuing in text 140. Maryada hoite koti sukasneha acharane paramananda hoya janra nama shravane. In conclusion, dealings in affection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead bring happiness many millions of times greater than dealings with Him in awe and veneration. Simply by hearing the holy name of the Lord, the devotee is merged in transcendental bliss. Because we are following in the line of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered that Srila Madhavendra Puri, the spiritual master of Ishwara Puri, was imbued the sampradaya with the conjugal ras, spontaneous love in the conjugal mood, and that's primarily why he accepted this sampradaya. And so, in the same way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is distributing that most elevated conjugal love of Krishna freely to everyone. And it is being specifically communicated through the Maha Mantra, through the chanting. This is the mantra that we're initiated into. Those who join the Krishna Consciousness Movement, they get initiated into the Maha Mantra. And the Maha Mantra means, my dear Lord Krishna, my dear Srimati Radharani, please engage me in your devotional service. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayanya. He is the combined form of Radha Krishna together in one. So this is the ultimate conjugal rasa. And that is the primary mood of the Lord Chaitanya Sankirtan movement. Continuing, Eta Bali Govindere Koila Alingana Govinda Karila Prabhura Charana Vandan. After saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Govinda, and Govinda in turn offered his respectful obeisances unto Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then continued speaking to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Consider this point, he said. The servant of the spiritual master is always respectable for me. As such, it is not befitting that the guru's servant should engage in my personal service. Yet my spiritual master has given this order, what shall I do? Purport. If a guru's servant or disciple becomes godbrother to another disciple, they respect one another as Prabhu or master. No one should disrespect his godbrother. For this reason, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya what to do about Govinda. Govinda was the personal servant of Ishwara Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's spiritual master. Ishwara Puri ordered Govinda to become Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal servant. So what was to be done? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was therefore inquiring from Bhattacharya, an experienced friend. In other words, the question was, question of etiquette. Lord Chaitanya and Govinda were godbrothers, and Lord Chaitanya was the one godbrother is supposed to accept the other godbrother as master and call him Prabhu. So how could he accept his own godbrother, his own master, Prabhu, as his personal servant? Yet, the order of Ishwara Puri was that he do so. So, he was presenting that question before Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, Bhattakahe korura agya hoya balavan Guru agya na langiye shastra praman. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, the order of the spiritual master is very strong and cannot be disobeyed. That is the injunction of the shastras, the revealed scriptures. Being ordered by his father, now I'm going on with the next text. Being ordered by his father, Parashuram killed his mother Renuka, just as if she were an enemy. Lakshmana, the younger brother of Lord Ramachandra, immediately engaged himself in the service of his elder brother and accepted his orders. The order of the spiritual master must be obeyed without consideration. Purport. This is a quotation from the Puranas, Raghuvamsa 14:46. Lord Ramachandra's statement to Sita, given below, is from the Ramayana Ayodhya Kanda 2:22.9. So just a little note on this Parashuram, the order of the father. Prabhupada explained in the purport to that verse that Parashuram agreed, it's a long story, but just in summary, the mother had been unchaste in her mind. And in that age, committing sinful activities, even in the mind, was considered a fall down and punishable. It's not applicable in this age. But in that age it was. So therefore, the husband, Jamadagni, he ordered ordered several of his sons to kill her, but they would not do so. But Parashuram did so. And the explanation is, Parashuram being a very advanced personality, incarnation also, he knew very well that if satisfied, his father would be able to give a benediction, and then he would ask for his mother and brothers to be brought back to life, which is exactly what happened. So he understood the power of the order of the father. So the point here is that it's something like if there's a red light and someone is stopped at a intersection, but there's a policeman in the street, in the middle of the street, waving forward, he's saying to come, then the person driving should come, even though it's a red light, if the person, because there must be a higher principle at work there, otherwise the policeman wouldn't be there giving the instruction. So that's the idea. And in this case, the higher principle is that this person born in, as we discussed already, the person born in the Shudra family was no longer a Shudra. He had become a Brahman, and beyond a Brahman, he'd become a Vaishnava. Therefore, such crippled principles did not apply. So we'll stop there. Thank you very much. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.